Montana State News Network.
Texas Senator John Cornyn argues that turning Highway 287 into the Trump Freeway, stretching from Texas to Canada, would be a huge boost to economic growth and highway safety. But conservation groups are already blasting the I-47 Future Interstate Act as a total disruption for wildlife corridors and longstanding way of life in places like the Madison Valley and along the Rocky Mountain Front. Cornyn, along with Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lewis, have introduced a bill to convert 287 in Congress. He claims the move would create over 45,000 jobs, create an $11 billion increase in the GDP by 2050, and reduce crash rates by as much as 28%. However, the proposal is already stirring strong opposition. Retired MSU professor and Western scholar Mark Figg told the Yellowstonian that the change would be ruinous to rural areas in small-town Montana. He paints a picture of commercialization, disruption of ranches and properties, and impacts to important wildlife corridors. Ranchers are saying it could have a huge impact on their conservation efforts as well. We'll be watching to see if any members of Montana's congressional delegation weigh in on this new proposal. Montana is climbing the charts when it comes to financial health. A new report from the nonpartisan think tank Truth in Accounting ranks the Treasure State 8th in the nation for fiscal health. That's a significant jump from 22nd back in 2021. Analysts say the improvement is due to state revenues outstripping expenses and the recent payoff of all state general obligation debt. Governor Greg Gianforte credited the rise to responsible budgeting, noting that the state has successfully increased its rainy day fund from 4.5% to 16%. The governor's office also highlighted over $1.25 billion in recent tax relief and a 20% cut to the top individual income tax rate. Looking ahead, the state has pledged to keep government spending growth below 1% to keep pace with inflation. This is the Montana State News Network.